Now to another ailing wing of the entertainment industry. 2007 has been a particularly bad year for record sales, especially hip-hop. Music labels are hoping for change this week. Two highly anticipated hip-hop albums dropped on the same day, September 11th. Forget the national significance of the date. For hip-hop producers, it was the date for a championship sales match. Imagine this.
In this corner, weighing in with two previous multi-platinum albums, wearing a Louis Vuitton backpack and designer shades, Kanye West. And in the other corner, weighing in with more than 12 million in U.S. sales, wearing little more than a suggestive grin and well-oiled muscles, 50 Cent. I think nothing but $100 bills in the bankroll. I got the kind of
money that the bank can't hold. Got it off the street, moving bundles and all. Anyway, that's how they'd like you to see things. Last month, 50 Cent said he'd quit rapping if Kanye West's album, Graduation, outsold his album, Curtis, in its first week. Both artists appeared together on the cover of Rolling Stone, so who's winning?
Well, both the labels behind the albums are owned by the same company, Universal, so this is largely a publicity stunt. And even if the competition increases sales, neither Mr. West nor Mr. Cent figures to sell as many of their... Well, that's what it says here, figures to sell as many of their new records as they did last time around. Renee.
In any case, 50 Cent has backed off his threat to retire if he doesn't win the competition, which may be wise, since after the first day, Nielsen SoundScan reported that 50 Cent was being outsold by Kanye West. And this is Mr. Edition. I'm Renee Montaigne.
I'm Steve Inske. Better for my kids, and I ain't saying we was from the projects, but every time I want to lay away or deposit, my dad would say, when you see clothes, close your eyelids. We was sort of like Will Smith and his son in the movie. I ain't talking about the rich ones.